You need to tell them that it wasn't your fault.
Tell who, Dad?
Jess feels a prickle of irritation. What does he imagine she's going to accomplish? Who, exactly, is going to hear her complaints?
Your manager. This Blaine fellow.
That's not how it works.
Jesse, you need to speak up.
Dad, it's fine.
Jesse.
She can hear him shifting on the other end of the line, adjusting the phone, getting into lecture mode.
These folks aren't going to cut you any slack, you hear me? They'll find 10,000 reasons to doubt you, and you want to give them 10,001? And this is not just about you, Jesse. What about the next young sister who walks through the door, and the one after that?
Dad, she says, I know. Though, if she'd known he was going to make a federal case out of it, she wouldn't have said anything. Now he's going on and on about equal opportunity and the legacy of discrimination and the myth of black inferiority. This is why she can't tell him things. She wants to ignore him, but it isn't that easy. He has a point. She was supposed to be blazing a trail, bending the arc of justice. Not cowering in a conference room waiting for some yo-yo in a sport coat to shout her down about a few semicolons.